Good morning. It's 7:03. We have cloudy skies, fog, and some drizzle right now, and 43 degrees. After this morning drizzle and fog, we should have mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 50s. With Mike Rogers and Alice Rios, I'm Scott Sams. This is the KRLD Morning News. Thank you for being with us this morning. Top story this hour, police have given the okay now for children in a Crowley neighborhood to go to school this morning. But the manhunt for a murder suspect is still underway. Here's KRLD's Cameron Fairchild.
40-year-old Kristen Madewell is wanted in connection with the Fort Worth killing last week. Yesterday, he spotted detectives waiting for him outside a Johnson County home and led them on a chase. Police found a truck he'd stolen in Crowley near Bicentennial Park. Olga Cortez lives in that neighborhood.
Yeah, they just told me to lock the doors and the windows and not let anybody in.
More than 100 police officers are looking for Madewell. They're stopping every vehicle in the neighborhood and using dogs in the search. Cameron Fairchild, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One of the suspects in a bizarre child porn case has been indicted on federal charges. KRLD's Stephen Pickering has the update.
28-year-old Randy Ray Wesson is charged with possession of child porn and receiving child porn. The Dallas Morning News reports those indictments were returned in federal court this week. He's also accused of helping a 17-year-old enroll in an elementary school in Hearst, where investigators say they tried to exploit children. Wesson is currently in federal custody. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Fort Worth police sergeant is suing the city and the chief, claiming racial discrimination. Sergeant Delbert Johnson is asking for $50,000 in lost wages he says he missed out on when he was transferred out of the traffic division. He claims that transfer was retaliation following his complaints about racial discrimination and harassment. Johnson was one of three officers whose complaints to HR prompted the city to bring in consultants to investigate. Those consultants found evidence of harassment, but no hard evidence of racial discrimination.
Two families who lost loved ones in the Thanksgiving Tower fire in Dallas last week are still looking for answers after the deaths.
Three subcontractors working on an underground water tank died while using torches to clean away rust from components. The family's attorney, Domingo Garcia, will hold a press conference today explaining where they're at in their independent investigation.
The proper permits were not acquired. The proper inspections were not done. And these poor gentlemen were sent down there without proper equipment and without proper training.
He says the companies have denied any responsibility and claim that the workers received proper training. Garcia says they will have their inspectors take a look at the accident scene within the next 3 days. Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
I'm Fort Worth City employees, some of them forced out of work now because of a bed bug infestation. KRLD's Emily Trube has the story.
Employees of the City of Fort Worth's IT department moved out of their building on 13th Street temporarily yesterday. According to the city, 8 cubicles in the building have been infested with bed bugs, and the entire building has to be decontaminated. Heavy and extensive vacuuming was set to happen overnight last night. That will be followed up by exterminators coming in this weekend. The 60 employees are expected to go back into the building on Monday, but officials say that the treatments may need to continue because bed bugs are so hard to get rid of. Emily Trube, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, it's not clear how the bed bugs got into the building to begin with.
It's 7:07 at KRLD. This portion of the news for Sam Pack's five-star Ford. Coming up on KRLD, good news for the many heart patients in North Texas. That's after traffic and weather together on the 8th. Next, here on KRLD.
Traffic and weather together on the 8th. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is 7:08, and if you're on 183 in Irving, we've got a bit of a backup. Let's talk to Randy Fuller.
Yeah, we do. Eastbound 183 before Carl Road. Two left-hand lanes are blocked up with a major accident and a very heavy and slow backup. Goes back to about 161 right now, so look for big delays. Westbound 635 LBJ Webb Chapel, a disabled vehicle is in the right-hand lane there, and it's basically stop-and-go conditions back to the tollway. And westbound Woodall 35E, right-hand shoulder, is blocked up, not really blocking the main lanes at all, but that's just enough to slow traffic back to about 75 Central.
Trying to get across that Lake Louisville Bridge is rough. We had an accident there in Louisville that was on I-35E at
407. Now, that cleared, but it backed us up all the way into Corinth as you try to get onto that Lake Louisville Bridge. It's going to be very slow. More delays up ahead from around 3040 as you get into Carrollton. Starting to back up a little bit in the Roanoke area, trying to get into Trophy Club on 114 eastbound. That's pretty much normal stuff. And that stall is clear now in Plano, 75 southbound at Parker, so we're getting back to normal in that area. How are we doing on 35W, Julian?
Well, we got more trouble in North Fort Worth. 35 northbound now, an accident just before Meacham is going to keep traffic backed up. This one's in the right lane, and we're still stop and go beyond I-30 through the hospital district there. You'll see the brake lights start, and then it's slow from there. 35 northbound Alta Mesa, that's all gone. East Loop 820 southbound 287, there's a wreck there on the southeast side of Fort Worth in the right lane that's got us backed up from around Wilbarger. And then 820 southbound at Highway 10, that's clear. Traffic is still slow in the area from 183.
Brought to you by Kohl's. It's a sale so big, Kohl's is open 24 hours, all day, all night, starting 6 a.m. Friday, December 19th through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. And everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Find your yes, Kohl's. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details. With traffic and weather together on the 8th, I'm Julie Hardy. Your next report, 718 on your traffic leader, KRLD.
Julie, thank you. 7:09 now at KRLD. Amidst the fog and the drizzle, we find meteorologist Ron Jackson to tell us when it will all go away.
Well, Scott, good Thursday morning to you. We do expect the drizzle to continue at least for the next hour or so, so be careful if you're out and about this morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today. Look for a daytime high of 58. Now, I think the rain comes back late tonight after midnight. It's going to remain cloudy with overnight lows in the mid-40s, and then about a 60% chance of more showers on Friday, mostly in the morning hours. Look for a daytime high of 50 degrees. Saturday and Sunday will keep dry right now. Matter of fact, the weekend looks pretty good. Mostly sunny, daytime highs in the mid-50s. Monday, mostly sunny and 62, and a little bit cooler on Tuesday, partly cloudy skies and 55. Right now, 43 degrees, drizzle and fog. From the KRLD Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ron Jackson.
Good morning. Thank you for being with us this morning. We've got you covered on traffic and weather together every 10 minutes here on the 8s from the Breitling Energy News Center.
A judge has crushed Highland Park's hopes to stop a seven-story apartment building from going up along the Katy Trail.
The city objected to the $80 million project in part because it would ruin the view, with the mayor saying the multifamily building does not fit the neighborhood. But now a Dallas judge has ruled no on Highland Park's request for a temporary injunction, saying the city is, as he put it, not entitled to the relief it was requesting. The city of Dallas vocally objected to Highland Park's request, and City Councilman Philip Kingston, who represents the neighborhood, says he's pleased by the decision and that the project will enhance the area. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A doctor in Arlington plans to appeal a 10-year federal prison sentence. KRLD's Mitch Carr has the report.
Dr. Joseph Megwa was convicted earlier this year and has now been told to repay $5.5 million. Prosecutors say Megwa treated patients from more than 230 home health care agencies and that he approved $100 million in health care the people didn't need. One of the home care providers, Ferguson Ekele, has pleaded guilty and testified against Dr. Megwe. Ekele will be sentenced in mid-January. Mitch Carr, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Rockwall doctor, meanwhile, Jacques Roy, goes on trial next summer in a case alleging $374 million in fraudulent Medicare billing involving more than 500 home care agencies.
Baylor Scott and White Health System is now working with the Cleveland Clinic, which is considered the best in the nation for heart surgery. The official announcement means Baylor patients will receive the same quality of care without having to travel to Ohio. The plan will have three Baylor hospitals named as the exclusive Texas providers for referrals through the Cleveland Clinic system. The partnership follows a recent deal involving Methodist Health System and the Mayo Clinic Network.
If you spend a lot of money on movie tickets, there may soon be a way you can see all the films you want while saving a lot of money. KRLD's Kristen Thrower explains.
AMC is partnering with MoviePass to offer a subscription service that will allow customers to see one movie every day. The subscriptions are priced between $35 and $45 a month. The more expensive pass will allow you to see an IMAX or 3D movie. The program is set to start in January in Denver and Boston, but will expand to other large cities if people catch on. It works like a gym membership, so if you have time to go to the movies every day, great, but you'll still pay even if you don't. Kristen Thrower, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Has Santa been spoiling our kids? Did he spoil us? A new study is suggesting as much. Your CBS reporter, Jim Chenevy.
If you ask a kid what makes a good Christmas holiday, he or she will no doubt tell you getting a lot of presents. But parents should think twice before overloading the tree. According to researchers at the Universities of Missouri and Illinois, too many presents sets up children for difficulties later in life. The researchers studied more than 700 adults and found those who got a lot of presents as kids were more materialistic as adults and more likely to have behavioral issues, including marital problems, gambling debts, and general unhappiness. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
Mavericks won again on the road. They beat Detroit. Beat Pistons in Detroit. The Stars won Vancouver. So both Mavericks and Stars winning on the road last night. And DeMarco Murray practiced yesterday.
I saw that.
At Valley Ranch.
Wait a minute. Yeah. I thought they said he wasn't going to play this weekend.
I'm not sure.
That remains to be seen, but at least he practiced yesterday.
Jerry said yesterday on our 105.3 The Fan sister station that he carries the ball with his right hand, and it's his left hand that's broken. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, but you know, when you fall and you get tackled, you kind of throw your left hand out to break the fall.
The key then is...
That could hurt.
Just don't get tackled, right? Yeah.
Ah, good.
Yeah. 714 at KRLD. Have you ever tried to read a text sent by a teenager on the phone? It's like they have a language all their own, and you know, in some cases, that cannot be a good thing. We'll give you an example of that coming up on KRLD.